Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right. Little darling,
April's the cruelest month, breeding lilacs out of the dead land, mixing memory and desire, stirring dull roots with spring rain. That's T.S. Eliot, and that's his take in the wasteland on the month of April, the first full month of spring, and the one that's probably the hardest to figure out. Sometimes in the northern tier especially, you look out the window and you think it's February. Well, anyway, welcome to Spiriting the Spring, kind of a musical commemoration to the most magical season of the four, and, like April, quite fickle, too. You'll hear over a dozen songs, 14 to be exact, that are the most, for the most part, spring releases, or songs that conjure the spring. The one that we began things with, obviously George Harrison's Here Comes the Sun from Live in Japan. Again, up in the northern tier, listening to the AM and the FM, you get along about March. And, you know, you drive to work and you have the morning rush, right? DJ's on. Now, we're talking, I guess, maybe early March or so. Once you hit March, you think it's spring, but it's not, and you really want it to be. And sometimes it does happen. But for the most part, it doesn't. So you keep looking for something that would be a sure sign of spring. And one of the things I remember most is that sooner or later, the DJ would play again, on the morning rush, here comes the sun. And honestly, when you're in your car, going to work, going to school, whatever it should be, when you hear that, it's almost like it's okay now to think spring, for spring to be here. And that's why I opened up with that. Now, this whole thing is driven by my memories, which is a scary thing. But it's a time when AM and then later on FM ruled the airwaves, and the top 40 charts just meant everything, because the higher the songs went up on the chart, the more you got to listen to them. And if you liked the song, then obviously you were in good shape, because I don't know about all of you, but especially in the days with push-button radios, first with AM and then later with FM, you would play radio roulette. You would have your settings, and every time one of your favorite stations went to commercial, bang, you hit the other one, and bang, you hit the other one. And a lot of times you could hear the same song almost like three times within 5 minutes. So at any rate, that goes back to those days. Most of this stuff you'll hear is from the 60s, some sprinkled through the 70s and 80s, and I think that's about as late as it gets. All right, we're going to open up with two in a row, a double play, by a Jersey band. And more about that after.
She's one of those girls who seems to come in the spring. One look in her eyes and you'll forget everything you had ready to say. And I saw her today. Yeah. A younger girl keeps rolling across my mind. Seem to leave a memory behind. I remember her eyes, soft, dark and brown. Said she'd never been in trouble or even in town. A younger girl keeps her rolling across my mind. Other, but why? If I wait, I'll just die. Yeah. The younger girl keeps rolling across my mind. No matter how much I try, I can't seem to leave a memory behind. I remember her eyes, soft, dark and brown. Said she'd never been in trouble or even in town. A younger girl keeps her rolling across my mind. She's one of those girls who seems to come in the spring. One look in her eyes and you'll forget everything. She's one of those girls who seems to come in the spring. One look in her eyes and you'll forget. Just a breeze will muss your hair, put your smile away, each little care. And if the rain should make you blue, you say tomorrow is anew. Blue be your eyes, blonde your hair, you realize beyond a care. So mystifyingly glad, I'm Mr. Dyingly Sad. And when the leaves begin to fall, answering the winter's call, I feel my tears, they fall like rain. A sad refrain, blue, dark, and dim, dim, dim.
be glad. I miss the dying leaf sand. You say, mystifyingly glad, not Mr. Dyingly sad.
Mr. Dyingly sad.
All right, the two we had there, the first, well, we'll tell you who the band is, and that's the Critters. And they are, guess what, a Jersey band. What they did at the outset was cover a song, Younger Girl, in fact, the first one you heard, that was written by John Sebastian, and his Lovin' Spoonful did perform it. But that's the first one, and that one came out in May of 66. It went to 42 on the Billboard chart, and that was followed by a song that they did. They wrote it. In fact, the member of the band who did write it was Don Chacon, who passed away recently, and who later, after the Critters went the way of Nickel Candy, he spent some time with the Four Seasons. But he wrote Mr. Dyingly Sad. Now, that came out in August of 66, went to number 17 on the Billboard. Well, it was a summer release, but in a way, and this goes back to Younger Girl, it's kind of like the mystical girl, the winsome girl, one of those girls that seems to come in the spring. Well, again, with Mr. Dyingly Sad writing about such an elusive woman. But now next, we'll hear from Sebastian himself, and I think a song that if you were to ask somebody epitomize the spring in one tune, this would be it.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. 'Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. And you can be sure that if you're feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
That is What a Day for a Daydream, John Sebastian and the Lovin' Spoonful. That was a February 66 release, but because it had the steam that it did, it lasted for quite a long time during the summer, during the spring and into the summer. It went to number two on the Billboard. I tell you what, I mean, that to me is the quintessential song for spring. And it's reminiscent of a line from John Steinbeck in his book, The Winner of Art Discontent. And I tell you, Steinbeck to me is pound for pound, I mean, all meat, no fat, a very succinct writer who said a whole lot in a little. And here's an example of it. When he talks about the difference between the month of July, which is the first full month of summer, and the month of June, which is the last of spring, and the difference between the two, which also kind of illuminates the difference between the two seasons. And in The Winter of Our Discontent, Steinbeck wrote, July is brass, where June is gold, and lead, where June is silver. We think of the summer, we think of color, but that color really is what hangs on from the brief but blazing color that we have in the spring. Now, I've been in Florida for 25 years. There's color all the time. That's great. But there is nothing in the United States, I'll say the contiguous 48 states, that is like spring color. It is glorious and it is brief, and that makes it even more enjoyable. So, you know, it's funny when you're a kid and you go into school, you think that the summer is going to last forever. And what's interesting is before usually you get out of school, the day of longest sunshine, the 21st, has already happened. And you think about July 4th like it's so far away when you're in school and getting ready to get out. And it's like, what, two weeks later? We're going to go on to another song that is, it was a December 64 release, but man, did it blaze right through 1965. I mean, from the winter into the spring, a little left over for the summer. I think the loveliest ballad that was ever written for a woman. Thank you. Yes, that was My Girl by The Temptations. Again, a December 64 release, and it just soared through the spring. I'm not going to make more of it than that song is, but first of all, when you heard the first bass chords, it was like it was telling you something important's going to happen. And this was about what was an anthem, really. And I think just a lovely song. It was written by Smokey Robinson for his wife. He was kind of making the big time. And she was having some difficulties trying to help them both along have a family. And he wrote that with her in mind for the trials and tribulations that she went through. All worked out well. But that was My Girl. There'll never be another. Now, next, we're going to hear from, yeah, another Jersey band.
It's a beautiful morning.
Indeed, It's a Beautiful Morning, a song that was birthed in the spring, but of course, honestly, on any given day in any of the seasons, you can walk out your door and just say, hey, you know, it's a beautiful morning. But in this case, it was a spring release in March of 1968. It was done by the Young Rascals, who later renamed themselves the Rascals, and by July, it was a 3 million copy seller. So that again, was another one of those songs that just had the chops to go on and on and on. Now, next up, we're going to take our first, but not last, delve into Motown.
Thank you.
There you have it. Junior Walker and the All-Stars going to blow again for you. From April 1969, that too was a really big hit on the Billboard and went to number 5. It hit number 1 on the R&B charts. And at the year's end, it was voted top U.S. soul record of 1969. Again, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. And you know, that we associate spring also with hope and promise and optimism and such. But there is a certain, sometimes, melancholy element to it. And this is one of those songs that, well, you know, we hope for the best, but right now it's kind of in the balance. But next we're going to find a song that also goes along those same lines. And guess what? It has a Jersey association. A melancholy song. This was obviously for not love hoped for, but love lost. That was Someday You'll Never Be the Same by Spanky and Our Gang. And the Jersey connection is that it was co-written by Eugene Pastilli, a Jersey boy from Burton County, who teamed up with Terry Cashman. That song was released in April of 67. And it peaked on the Billboard at number 9. Didn't do bad at all. So there you have it. Kind of a sad type of song, but a beautiful one nevertheless, because Spanky and Our Gang, that group, vocally had it all together. Now what we're going to do next is head back into Motown.
Bye.
from March of 1964 when it was released. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with Jimmy Mac. That topped out on the Billboard at number 10. It's got a little bit of an interesting history. It was originally recorded and released in 1964 and then pulled back. Now, this had to do with Vietnam, and you can figure out for yourself what that... you know the contents of the song and what that might have meant as, I guess, what, a negative thing in American culture, like, you know, Soldier Boy's away, blah, blah, blah. Fine, but the thing is, it was re-released in 1967, which Vietnam was still going on, but it was allowed to go through, and it was, like I said, a decent hit. The thing is, Jimmy Mac is a salute to Ronnie Mac, who had, well, he was a composer. He had died shortly before this song was written because it was a salute to him. The last thing he wrote was "He's So Fine" by the Chiffons, right? Okay, that was a song for which George Harrison was sued with "My Sweet Lord." But anyway, Ronnie Mac had written "He's So Fine," and as a tribute to Ronnie Mac, who had passed, this was Jimmy Mac. "When Are You Coming Back?" And for me, the thing I remember most is in my high school, we had two jukeboxes. We had an A and B cafeteria, whatever that meant. The good people went to A and the bad people went to B. No. But we had jukeboxes and they were playing 45s. So you gotta just imagine this, all right? Spring is here, everybody's happy, and this song would come on, and the black girls especially would come down the aisles between the tables, cafeteria tray in hands, and just be bopping to the left and bopping to the right. It was like Soul Train meets a, you know, cooking show or whatever. But what would happen is, when the song was coming to the very end, instead of putting another quarter in, one of the girls would just artfully give the jukebox an elbow, and then the needle would hop back to the beginning. We get Jimmy Mac all over again. It was just a great time. So there you go, Jimmy Mac. "When Are You Coming Back?" We're still waiting. And next, we're going to hear from the Vegas Brothers. You don't know them? I think you do. There you have it. Come and Get Your Love from Redbone, which was fronted by Pat and Lolly Vegas, two individuals who had pretty decent resumes when it came to both composing and playing music. In the early, well, the mid-60s, let's just say, they did a lot of performing. They were on Shindig. I mean, things that, of course, most of you wouldn't have any idea happened. But they were rock and roll shows, teen shows, kind of like American Bandstand. So they had a pretty good history behind them. And then they fronted Redbone. They came out with a 1972 song called Witch Queen of New Orleans, which did very well. And they came out with Come and Get Your Love, and it was released in January of 74. But again, it had a lot of chops. So January, it hit number 5 on the Billboard in April 13th, 1974. Spent 18 weeks in the top 40. I'll tell you, I was going to Jersey City State College at the time. And the urban environment isn't all that forgiving, especially in the wintertime. It's kind of like, it's hard to find a tree. So, I mean, you look for something that gives you some kind of hope to hold on to about the springtime. It was just one of these days, got done with school. I would assume it was April, but something had happened and spring was in the air. And after getting out of classes, because I would go in at like 7 o'clock in the morning, where it was still, you know, you could see your breath, right? And smell it as well. You know, I railroad my classes and I come out like, you know, 2 o'clock or something. And I had realized that spring had finally hit. I mean, it just was in the air. So were a lot of other particulate matters when you're down in Jersey City. But I remember getting in the car, rolling the windows down for the first time in Lord knows how long, hitting the New Jersey Turnpike with the windows down, which could be kind of deadly because of all the refineries and chemical plants that are along the way. And this song came on, and it was just like I had been released from the winter and all the drudgery, and spring had finally sprung, and I'll never forget it. And let's face it, I mean, the song is a little bit, let's call it juvenile, it's okay, adolescent. It's kind of like a, you know, na-na-na-na kind of song. And it worked. And it found great favor with listening audiences then and with me forever on. And there you go. Pat and Lolly Vegas, Redbone, Come and Get Your Love. Hey! Next, we're going to move this thing down south. Take it from there.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when those love lights shine all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside. Send you reeling where your love can't hide. And then go stealing through the moonlit nights with your lover. And you know what I mean, it's the season. Let your love fly, like a bird all the way. Let your love bind you to all living things. And let your love shine. And you know what I mean, that's the reason.
There's a reason for the warm sweet nights. There's a reason for the candlelights. Must be the season when those love rays shine all around us. So let that wonder take you into space and lay you under its loving embrace. Just feel the thunder as it warms your face. You can't hold back.
Just let your love flow like a mountain stream. And let your love grow with the smallest of dreams. And let your love show. And you'll know what I mean, it's the season. Let your love fly like a bird on the wing. And let your love bind you to all living things. And let your love shine. And you'll know what I mean. Let your love grow with the smallest dreams.
The Brothers Bellamy with Let Your Love Flow. It was released in May of 1976. It hit the Billboard right at number one. And beyond that, it was number two on the adult contemporary charts, whatever they are. And it was number 21 with Hot Country, which, I mean, Bellamy Brothers were country. So it was a crossover hit, but it did better in the rock and roll realm than it did in the country realm. I wasn't neighbors to them, but down in Florida, didn't live far from them. You knew where the Bellamy Brothers lived because they lived on Bellamy Brothers Boulevard. But they did a lot for charity. They were very good to local schools and such. And they had a little bit of a sense of humor. They were good guys to this day. They were the real deal. And I got a chance to work with, well, since they're brothers, I worked with the son of one of them and, of course, the nephew of the other, writing for a newspaper, a local newspaper, back around 2006. When you heard these first few chords, that plangent sound, it was like, yeehaw, mama, yes, something good is coming this way. And I do remember one morning going to work. I had my Ford cargo van, baby blue, three on a tree. It was great. You know, got all fired up. I remember I had a little backfire problem. So I set off, put on the radio. At that time, it was WHN, which was a country music station out of New York, out of Manhattan. And that thing comes on, along with, you know, those chords and my van backfiring. I didn't even want to go into work that day. I mean, it was all room. From that point on, it was just I wanted to get out again. We're going to keep it down south, though it backs up a little bit to the Chesapeake region with this next song.
In my direction, I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top at Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Feels right. Moonlight. Feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hail at night. Say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right. Chesapeake Bay. something like the scattered dose of potion. The moon will send you on your way. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right.
Moonlight feels right. A one-hit wonder by Starbuck, but it's no wondering why it was a hit. I equate it with being down in Norfolk, Virginia. I was an assistant coach at Castleton State up in Vermont. So we drove out of a snowdrift to have our spring season down in Norfolk, which, though not Florida, is really the recipient of pretty good weather because of the Gulf Stream. After it leaves Florida, it hits Norfolk. There's nothing else in between. And you can have some really decent weather. And I just remember getting up one morning. We had a doubleheader. And myself and the head coach went and got some coffees at 7-Eleven. And we drove a road alongside the ocean, just looking out at the water with the sun now probably around the 11 o'clock latitude. And just bejeweling all the waters, moonlight came on. Man, I tell you what, just one of those things where I was like, let's play three today. Now, with this baseball motif that I so cleverly laid into the last song, we're going to pick that up and get real obvious about it. It's a song, probably with one other, that has become, I would say, modern-day baseball anthems. Well, let's just take it away.
Play.
Without a doubt, you know that that's Center Field by John Fogerty, formerly of Creedence Clearwater Revival. It came out in March of 1985, and from that point on, it became an anthem for baseball and spring. And not to forget another song that also memorialized, if you will, the old days in baseball, and that was written by someone we've formerly spoken about, and that was Terry Cashman, and that song was Talking Baseball. Pretty good job there as well. A little more nostalgic. Fogerty's was high energy and lets us play three today. We started off with April, and we'll end with April, with a song not as promising as most I've played, but still part of the spring and the temporality of it, the heightened beauty of it, and the unpreventable loss of it, taking solace in the wonder we've just experienced and the knowledge that it will come around again. In the meantime, we have the summer to make the separation less painful, and the autumn with its own special beauty to prepare us for the winter, which we make our way through knowing that spring is just on the other side. So now I'll leave you with that melancholy song, the theme of the film released in spring 1969, eponymously titled The April Fools. You don't know how badly I wanted to use the word eponymous. Though the song has a bit of a melancholy undertone, you'll find there is a much greater rush that comes from one's entering a realm thought only to exist in dreams, and to find out, yeah, that dreams sometimes can become reality, but for just so long. A Bacharach David composition sung by the greatest herald their songs ever had, Dionne Warwick, to a month, a season that can make fools of us at any age, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
April dream doesn't last.